It's new. It's fresh. It will surprise you. It will entertain you. And it will educate you and inform you. And yes, it's No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. Visit www.nostringspodcast.com.
It's the voice that you've been looking for. No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon comes to you every week. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com or email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings Podcast. It's our voices in voice. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hello, welcome again to another episode of No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. And I am Mike Damon. No Strings discusses interesting LGBTIQ topics every week, more especially as it concerns members of the Nigerian LGBTIQ community. You know, I was watching BC Lemon's coming out interview New Dawn with Fumi Yanda. Oh, if you haven't seen that, then you really must go see it. It's available on YouTube. It's interesting on the whole, and I must mention that I love how BC Lemon takes on the discussion and answers every question courageously and comfortably, given that it's not a very comfortable topic to discuss, not to mention doing it on public live television. Well, we must respect him for that. I mean, really respect him for that, you know. And I particularly got interested in that part where he said that a whole lot of LGBTIQ persons has actually been driven to a state of depression as a result of how society treats them, more especially in Nigeria, where you could either get killed, abandoned, or be verbally and physically attacked, or say be driven out from your own rented apartment without refund, or be expelled from colleges, especially from the religious ones, or face the 14 years harsh jail term, as so many are in prison, languishing and rotting away. It's hard, you know, dealing with life, family, yourself, and battling with your sexuality, trying to find your place, your peace, and that balance in life and everything. I mean, all this put together can be really frustrating and overwhelming, and sometimes it breaks you deeply and leaves you lost, confused, and depressed. Well, so many of us do not know what the word depression really means, but on this episode, we're going to get clarifications as we speak to Dominic Davies, a psychotherapist from PinkTherapy.com, UK's largest independent therapy organization that's working with gender and sexual minorities, and he's going to be answering serious questions on the topic depression. Well, now at this point, let me go get some stuff and come back to be with you. Don't go anywhere. I'm Mike Damon, and No Strings continues. Shh. Hey, I see you. Don't touch that button. What are you doing there? I'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. You're listening to No Strings. Hey, catch up with all your top and local international LGBTIQ stories on KidoDiaries.com. KidoDiaries, we're here, we're queer, and we're bad.
No Strings is proudly supported by KidoDiaries.com.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership, support, and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hey, welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. Actually, this is my first time of having an expert come to talk to us here in No Strings on a certain subject, so I'm particularly honored, privileged, and excited to talk to Dominic Davies, a psychotherapist from PinkTherapy.com, and he's going to be talking the subject depression with us. So let's welcome Dominic to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. It's always an honor to have good people come to grace No Strings. It's never easy, as the world is full of negativity, and here in our own corner, we're able to stay strong. So Dominic, you're welcome again to No Strings. So Dominic, what is depression, and are there different kinds of depression? And if yes, can you mention to us a number of them and tell us briefly about them?
There are many ways of understanding depression, and there are different types of depression. When I was trained over 30 years ago, the classifications involved two main types of depressive illness. What was called endogenous depression, now referred to as clinical depression, or major depression, which was thought to be biologically caused, and the other was reactive depression, which was seen as a kind of normal reaction to life events like a bereavement or a job loss. Mm. There was also manic depression, which has now been called bipolar depression. And there are different subtypes of bipolar depression. And there was dysthymia, which describes the low-grade, fairly persistent grey melancholia, often lasting a year or more. And something called cyclothymia, meaning that there was a cycle, a recurrent bout of mood swings, with periods of being fairly unhappy, alternating with bouts of somewhat elated mood. And this is thought to be a milder form of bipolar disorder.
Okay, Dominic, what causes depression?
Depression can be caused by many things. Normal stressful life events like a relationship ending or chronic loneliness and isolation, or having had a particularly neglected childhood, bullying and abuse, whether that's physical, sexual or emotional, having financial problems or receiving a medical diagnosis like cancer or HIV. Also, some people may become depressed as a result of drugs and alcohol abuse, and it may even be a side effect of some medical treatments, both medications from the doctor and particular things like cancer treatments like chemotherapy. These can all cause depression.
Thank you so much, Dominic, for exposing us to that. Now, Dominic, who can be depressed? Because, you know, I was discussing with someone the other day and they were like, hey, there's no way I can be depressed if I have all the things that I need or if I have money and I am comfortable and all that. Do you think if a person is successful, then he or she will not be prone to depression?
Being successful and being prone to depression are two different things. Successful and wealthy people can be depressed, just as some poor people can be resilient and yet fairly consistently happy. Depression is an illness which can affect everyone in all sections of society. However, depression is much more common amongst LGB and T people. Living in a society which condemns LGB and T people for who they are and treating them as if they were mad, bad or dangerous to know is going to take its toll on our mental well-being. And so many research studies show LGBT people as suffering from higher rates of depression.
So how can one know that he or she is depressed, and when should one ask for help? I mean, when should one be really concerned?
It's probably quite simple. If you've been really down consistently for more than a couple of weeks, if you've noticed changes in your weight and appetite and sleep patterns, or if you have thoughts of self-harming or maybe wanting to die, all of these are serious signs which mean that you should try and seek help.
Now, assuming a person is dealing seriously with depression, how can he or she gain courage to seek for help?
Reaching out to others for help does indeed take courage. Trying to talk to close friends or family could be a start for some people. For others, it might be too difficult to confide in people who know them, and so reaching out to others via email or online. If the depression is quite severe, then it might be that a course of antidepressant medication is the best way to lift the mood. But I'm afraid I don't really know enough about what kinds of help might be available in Nigeria.
So, Dominic, is depression the same thing as being too worried and disturbed over issues?
No, I would say that depression is just a bit different to just worrying about things. Although some people with depression are also very anxious and worried. But if you mean concerned about the state of the world and the situation for LGBT people in Nigeria, then in a way being disturbed and worried is probably a normal and healthy reaction, as it is both worrying and disturbing. I certainly feel that sitting here in London when I look at things. One can often feel very helpless, and then that helplessness can lead to a person becoming depressed. But feeling distressed about the local situation could also lead some people to reach out to others who are troubled and to support each other and to make a difference through connection and mutual support. And that seems a positive outcome to me.
Okay, thank you so much, Dominic Davies, for actually coming on to No Strings and talking with us on the subject depression. Here and now, I'm going to take a quick time out and then finally come back. I'm still going to be with Dominic Davies, and we're still going to be discussing the subject depression. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be right back. No Strings, of course, we'll continue. I'm Mike Damon. I'll be right back after this.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. At a time like this, when Nigeria faces an unnecessary fear, fear from the minority, fear from LGBTs, we need a voice, we need it heard, and we need to tell our stories, and yes, we need to tell it with no strings attached. Join Mike Damon every week.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership or support and partnership information, please email import@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
And welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. And I am Mike Damon. We are still talking to Dominic Davies from pinktherapy.com, and we're discussing the subject, depression. So, Dominic, how dangerous is depression to one's health?
Depression is a serious illness which can lead to people killing themselves. And I think we'd all agree that there isn't much that's more damaging to one's health than death. But it's also longer-term depression that can lead to a lowered immune system and mean that we pick up other illnesses, or we put ourselves at risk by not taking care and by not having our wits about us.
So, Dominic, please tell us, how does a person really feel when he or she is depressed? I mean, given your experience with people, can you tell us what goes on in the mind of a depressed person?
People may blame themselves for all sorts of things which aren't actually their fault, like their sexuality. People might become preoccupied and unable to focus on things outside of themselves and neglect their physical health, forgetting to change their clothes or to eat and to wash. Their mood can be quite hopeless and low.
Okay. Apart from seeking the help of a professional or seeing a therapist, what else do you think a person can do to stay mentally healthy? I mean, how does one keep the balance?
There are many things someone can do without needing to seek professional help. Most instances of depression will resolve on their own without the need for someone to have professional treatment. Try to maintain a stable routine of getting up in the morning and going to bed at a reasonable time at night. Avoid naps during the day, and if you can't sleep at night, just try resting your body and thinking calm and peaceful thoughts. Try to get some exercise every day, as this can help boost the feel-good chemicals in the brain. It's important to eat as healthily as possible, ideally some oily fish, whitebait, herring, sardines. Putting that into your diet will help, as the omega-3 oils can be very helpful on mood and brain function. By staying involved in the world rather than retreating from it, it can help connect you to people. So maybe consider taking on some responsibilities like volunteer work if you don't have too much going on in your life. Practicing challenging negative thoughts. You might feel like the most isolated and worthless person on the planet, but is that really likely when you think about it? By practicing challenging your negative thoughts and trying to answer your own internal critic, you can develop strategies to realise that whilst you are depressed today, and there may be very real reasons for that, you are a strong and resilient person who's already survived a lot and can beat depression with kindness and self-care. Try to have fun. Try to go somewhere or watch something where you can laugh, whether it's watching cartoons on the television, or a comedy film, or watching children playing games. These things can help lift our mood.
Wow, that was great, really great. Now, thank you so much, Dominic, for coming on to No Strings. It was my pleasure having you, and I hope to talk to you again soon, of course, to discuss other subjects. And don't forget, you can visit Dominic's website using www.pinktherapy.com. And that's it for this week's episode of No Strings. The show always ends, but the discussion is always carried on to Twitter. And the Twitter handle is @NSPodcast1. And my Facebook address is facebook.com/DamonOfficial. And of course, to reach me faster, you can always visit www.nostringspodcast.com and use the contact option there to leave me a message. I'll be glad to hear from you and talk to you. And please, while you are on the website, you can subscribe to get episodes delivered directly to you. Until next week, see you then. Bye-bye.